Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Does not matter what is around you, the storms around you cannot stop you from living. Yes.
Focus on the word of God. Focus on the prophetic message. Because the thing that comes in the way to distract the word that you're receiving. The Bible says, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness. That is a key. I see many impacts.
Amen.
I see many impacts. Something is happening in the realm of spirit. I see the heart of God performer. And it is you. Thank you, Jesus. The waiting to yourself is coming for supper. It's rotating supper. Now from today, your life will be hallelujah. Now, a spoken word can change a life. A spoken word can change a life. And that can cause a trend that will be useful to society and a nation as a whole. And a nation as a whole. One of the ways a special person can be relevant and not fade out mostly is when we lean on the Holy Spirit for guidance and direction. The Bible says that if you are willing to be there to enjoy the food of the labor,
in the name of Jesus, from now to the end of the year, may you enjoy the food of the labor. In the name of Jesus,
I see the mist of it. And I see the heart of a nation. And I see me to the world testifying. God testified the name of Jesus. That as a nation of the Jesus, everything I'm about, everything I'm afraid, that Jesus has the Lord. And I pray the name of Jesus. Every time of the temple, every time that rises against you, because the man forgives me. Fire consumed the name of Jesus. You got the blood of faith. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Let that go to the Lord. Now, God has given me to lead by the Holy Spirit. It's to allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "I as a letter of the Lord, the Son of God." If you allow the Holy Spirit to be your managing director, you may say,
"Amen."
You will be well
loved.
In the name of Jesus, God will let them be the brother of the Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Allah has shown our life. The living of the Holy Spirit has also got to do with submission and prayer. You know, next level, you have to submit. You have to pray. You have different kind of prayers. Talk about what kind of prayer. That's your room with that on the head. But you have a boyfriend prayer. Stand up and soldier. And you are saved. You are saved in the ministry. You are saved in the family. When you get a power, you see grace. Transform the family. Transform the community. Transform the land. Transform Africa. Transform the world. Transform matter. The Lord has seen you from grace to you. Because the Lord is so bright that you have two great effects. But God has made you not strong in love with God. I want you to tell someone, but from today, you will testify. You will testify. Not only your ministry, not only where you live, not only with mercy, not only in Accra, but in Africa, and the corners of the world. Give me a drop of the I have to take a minute to make it for this summit. I'm not going to be relevant by studying God's study, God's research. Let us find information and read what God says. Jesus Christ that man was standing in the house of God, would have been there. The Bible says that he was left for a prayer. And asked him a prayer. From there, the Bible says, why can't we stand teaching and we go to our feet? From today, after the information of the seed, why can't we stand teaching, preaching, prophesying?
Amen.
When you have suffered the ministry, when you have suffered nothing, you have suffered Africa, when you have suffered Europe and the US,
it's
a blessing and a power of God. Hallelujah. Study also groups you in the knowing what is how much important. Study also groups you in the knowing. What is of importance? What you have to do. Hallelujah. How to let it all be clear for your life and purpose. That the Lord is not called to the vision. God has to say to someone. The Lord saying, God has made you. There are some that God is so quiet. God has been afraid to come to go to and to kill you for the next level. The next level, I see God has blessed you. I see the blessing. I see the blessing. I see presence. I see presence. I see the God of God. You see the name of Jesus. I see special blessing.
Yes.
The Bible, the poor of the blessing. I see that by the blessing. The oil in the book of Psalms, the duty and blessing, the amount of authority, the blessing from the name of Jesus. I'm never lost to you. With the one, what did you do? With the one, to tell you the blessing. To transform the body. But the Lord has
mercy
on you. Jesus. The Lord has mercy on you today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has mercy on you today. Thank you, Jesus. We see that grace. 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 We see that power. The name of Jesus. From today.
There is no one like you. Thank you.
I read Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18 to 20. Let's hear the word of the Lord. He said that, and Jesus came and spake unto them.
And Jesus came and said unto them,
saying, all power is given
unto me.
In heaven and in earth.
Oh, in heaven and on earth.
Go ye therefore.
And he said that for the power of God has been given to him. It means the same power has been given to you.
Amen.
So everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Therefore, and teach all nations.
Therefore, he sent us to go forth to teach all nations. So we see the commission is not coming in our hearts. The commission is not coming in our corner of our churches. But the community is a global power. The commission is a global commission. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
From our churches into the local city. So as we preach in your own place, it's a powerful. God is expecting our work. You move to that place to Methodist. You move from that place to the SDA. You move from that place to the different power of the Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen. Them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yes. He said that teaching them to observe all things. What's your... Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Yes. And they say, I am with you always, even to the end of this world.
He will be with us, and as you walk through the fire, he will be with you.
Preaching.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
sent you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Christ said, go in the altar of protection of the Lord and patience. The Lord has come to the Jesus Christ and Jesus. So faith is a follow me and I'm ready to become Jesus from me. You are the follower of Christ.
Amen.
He is going to make you and transform you.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Wow.
Catching said, or queens.
Verse 2. Yeah. Continue. Verse 2. Whoever has preached the word, give yourself something else.
be assigned a better priest. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
He said, what? He should be what? He said, what? was full of the word of God. In Acts chapter 8, 26, he allowed the Holy Ghost to minister through him. He went to Gaza and he was ministering to an Ethiopian eunuch. The man born again, he baptized the man. He interpreted the scripture to the man. As you minister to somebody who doesn't want to hear you, you just relax. You just relax through the Holy Ghost. Relax through the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You have penetrated another territory.
Yes.
I said you penetrate another territory.
Amen.
I said you overcome the spirit in that territory.
Amen.
You plead over them and they will never swallow your word. Because what is in you is too high. If the spirit of temperature in you is high, it will kill every day.
Amen. Wow.
Because what you carry a great manifestation
of faith.
Philip carried the word. He went to Caesarea. He was ministered under the power of the Holy Ghost. Those who were full with demons submitted themselves to hear his word. Wow.
Wow.
The Bible said John the Baptist, who was arrested and he was killed. The Bible said the same Herod, whose brother is Philip, when John was also arrested, he said, because of Herod, they put John into prison. I'm telling you, there are certain things that is in you. No matter the family you are coming from, you will break the door.
Amen.
No matter where I'm coming from, my father was a chief. I'm coming from the family of chiefs in Sodom. Wherever I go, they call me Obabeni. My father is there, but when I go home, they will find my father's chair, stool chair, for me to sit down. I'm saying, wait a minute, what do you have a power? You see, when your temperature is high, every chair will die. Whether they like it or not, the truth is truth. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. So if you carry the truth, darkness disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And the light of worship.
Yeah.
But he said, now is the hour that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In Matthew chapter 5, the Bible said, now is the hour. So this is now, and this is the hour of your manifestation. Today you are nothing, but tomorrow you are something.
Amen.
Today is yesterday. When you walk in the grace of God, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you walk in the power of the Lord, you begin to witness under the power of the Holy Ghost. I prophesy by your life, what is in you dying will resurrect again.
Amen.
What is in you not seeing will begin to see again.
Amen.
I said, what is in you not making up?
Maybe you can check in the reason why I'm showing you. But some of them, they are thinking by we didn't invest
in
this.
In Romans chapter 8, when you said enter into minister at the end of 25, it means a lot. You walk through the web because you are working with a man who has a vision. If you have a trending ministry, then you look for a teacher, you look for a prophet, you look for an evangelist, you look for people that can add up to what you have. Because you have little, but add up to what you have. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9, it says, add up to what already you have. You have something, I'll top up for you today.
Amen. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. If we want to God to improve our relevance, we need to improve our ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. The Lord bless you so much. God bless you. God bless you. I know that you are blessed so much. Amen. Our Bishop, Dr. Grace, is here. Bishop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, we will call our Sister Gloria to come and minister a song to us. Then we will move on to our next word ministration. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He has been a lot of blessing in my life and in ISIS. And today too, is going to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Standing up with you, let's welcome Bishop Dr.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talking to me.
Sometimes when it gets dark, we use candlestick. Candle to see. Amen. So I want to tell you something. We are used to this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you can hear me wrong. Let's
get used to my voice, not in the tongues. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, if that comes, I will make use of it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am your brother from Nigeria. And let me tell you that Ghana has been, let me say, Ghana is just like my second home. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ghana is my second home. At one time, country since 2005, started coming to Ghana. I keep coming and they bless you, I bless them too. You bless me, I bless you. You know, if that is, if God will just open the door. Open the door, say, every pastor, everybody can marry to you, I will make my Ghana my second one. And I want to thank God for our brother and the bishop of Ghana and the
master.
Last year. Honestly, when you came to my hotel room, he was like, I looked at him, he was worn out. Yes, he was worn out. He was having cataracts. I looked at that, I saw that his stress.
That's good. Amen.
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 I saw him, he will never know about it. Few minutes to address us now. Amen. Now we'll talk about the condition, the relevance, and other things. This is it. Can I tell you something? I'm going to take you to some other dimension of this now. Right? I'm taking you through the dimension of grace. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're talking about relevance. What can we achieve in the ministry outside grace? Amen.
Amen.
No matter how you think you can fast and gather fire, if grace is not there, you will go nowhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to delve into this dimension right now so that we can be able to bring it right now. Praise the Lord. So the topic this moment says, when grace comes. So it's when grace comes.
When grace comes.
So you say, come. And I say, come. Amen. So when grace comes, because God comes.
When grace comes.
In the book of 2 Kings, let's go to 2 Kings, chapter 1. 2 Kings, chapter 25. 2 Kings, 25, verse 25, verse 26, or verse 27. Yeah. Are you there? All right. 2 Kings chapter 25. And it came to pass in the 720th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Joachim, king of Judah, out of prison. Alright, 28. And he spake kindly to him and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were within in Babylon. In 29. And changed his prison garment. And he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. 30. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily bread for every day, all the days of his life. Praise the Lord. Now, when grace comes, as a minister of the gospel, leveling under this actual economy, when grace comes, you won't remember whether that is a problem in the economy, whether that is harshness in the economy, whether the economy of Ghana or Africa is collapsing. What happened is that when once the moment grace comes,
God doubles you, doubles everything, your favor, and will launch you into the realm of the supernatural. Am I talking to somebody?
We are talking to you.
So one thing about this is that one thing is for one to be in the ministry as ministers and pastors. One thing is one to be in the ministry. Another thing is to find your place in ministry. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
One thing is to be in the ministry. Another thing is to find your place in the ministry. Like I said last time, there in Accra, that God said to Moses, since you said that you must go with my presence, that with that my presence you can't go anywhere.
Okay, I'll do something. I'll speak.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. You, I will make my similitudes to do what? Known to you. I'll make it known to you. That is the place that every pastor, every minister, that is the place by what? By God. God is waiting for you at a certain point. God is waiting for you at a certain point until you arrive there. Until you arrive there, God is waiting for you. You cannot be an evangelist. You cannot be in the same place. That trouble is in Accra. You still want to be in Accra. You make a mistake. Someone is in Kumasi. You want to go there. Oh, things that happen in Kumasi. You want to go there. You're going to make a mistake. Where is the Lord of mine, Lord Almighty waiting for you? So one thing is to be in the ministry. Another thing is to be to what? Find your place in ministry. What is the divine design? What is the anointing? What is the grace? What is the placement? Where did God call you? Is another thing. Someone say, oh, I must do my ministry. To do what? What has it come? Am I talking to somebody right now?
Yeah,
I must fulfill my ministry. Lord, give me grace to fulfill my ministry. Lord, I need grace to good ministry. Some of us are laboring. Some of us are working. But we have not started what God has sent to us, assigned us to do. Am I talking to you? Yes, this is the truth. This is just the truth. Some of us are into the ministry for 10 years, 20 years, but we have not started. God is looking for us somewhere. You are doing the work of a prophet, but God called you as an evangelist. You are doing the work of a pastor. Why God called you into the field? You gotta do the mission work. And you say you will fulfill your ministry. You can't be relevant if you're not doing what God has called you to do. What God has sent you to do. Do it. Go find out. Find out why God called you. Find out the placement. Find out the place of God. This is one of the reasons why we are failing today. This is one of the reasons why we are missing it. We are missing it. We are going into certain error because we have not found out why God called us into the ministry. Number one, one thing is for one to be in the ministry. Number two, another thing is to find your place in the ministry. Now, second thing is to function properly in that area of calling. Your area of calling has its own what? Grace. Your placement has its own design, grace. When you discover what God called you to do, the grace will be supplied. Am I talking to you right now? The grace will be given to you. Listen to me. For years, I have been an engineering ministry minister. I have my church, but I move everywhere. Some pastors ask me. Some people I fear like my father's in the ministry. You ask me sometimes, I say, come, my good friend, come on. How do you get all this right now? How do you travel here and there? What is the secret? I said, I don't know the secret. The doors open on this one I come. Because I find myself, my place in the ministry. Am I talking to someone like this? So let us see, your ministry, your function, your relevance. We will make what clear when you find yourself, when you get yourself, when you see yourself, when you get that place, when God open your eyes, this is where God, even if as a teacher or a counselor, if God now comes to be a counselor, you will become relevant.
Yes.
I remember of a father of faith who died some years ago, Kenneth Hackett. Kenneth Hackett said, you pastor talk about. I've been for some story. Mother of my dad 28 years. He said, you pastor and what you know. God told him one day, he said, God, what is going on? And God said to him, What do you mean? What is going on? I'm not fulfilled, I'm not seeing this, I'm not saying. God said, I'm waiting for you. Waiting for me. So I've been working for how many years? And nothing is happening because I've not seen you. I know you are God, but that place is still vacant.
Mm.
God has gone and find them. God said, that place is still vacant. So what do you mean? All this said, I've been able to say, that's your government. You're not doing anything for me. Until God said, go into the teaching ministry. This is how this man discovered all over. All our pastors here in Africa, all of them are, they go not through what? The tutelage of what?
Can you tell me?
Well, both of you, they, all these people you see, they went through this school. Relevance. Relevance. May God open our eyes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
When all these are in place, we can then talk about being relevant in ministry. Being a global relevant, being global relevance or relevant is by finding the everything God called you to do. I see people who have a dream body. So many people have a bunch of people have got and are going to marriage ministry. Marriage ministry or love ministry. I don't understand the way everybody love the marriage ministry, marriage the seminar, marriage this one. Everybody! Because it's a very simple thing. You just come up to experience it, the dish up because hey, but did God call you into that? Hello? Really nice. So make response. What grace may come upon what you are now God has given you? What assignment? The assignment God gives you is where when God sends you, you release the grace. Yeah. When God sends you, you release the grace.
Yeah.
Paul the apostle said, and the least that no one of you bet. What happened? I am greater. I have done more than you because he knows his work in his assignment. And listen to all the people that work on the disciples. They know, they all understand their own God. May God make you ready.
Amen. Yes.
Now, let me come back to the relationship. Second thing is now about Joachim. Who is Joachim? Joachim was a king in Judah. Amen. Joachim was a king in Judah. Now, the king of Judah was taken captive. He was taken captive. Hello? He was taken captive and all the children of Israel for 37 good years. For 37 good years. 37 good years. Until this man called Evil-Merodach, the son of Nebuchadnezzar. He took up. When he took up as a king, you know he's Evil-Merodach. You know the meaning of Evil-Merodach? That's a fool. That's the meaning. Fool-Merodach. Even one of them, but not here, his character was something else. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
So he came up with so he became the king of Babylon in his first year. In his first year, the Bible said, you look at this king who has been in prison for 30 good years, 30 years. The Bible said, he lifted up his head in prison. And the when grace comes, he lifted up his head in prison. I don't know the kind of prison you found yourself in the ministry. He lifted up his head in the ministry. And when he went in the prison, the first thing he did is to lift this man up. How? I was still in Joachim. There are other kings in Babylon. There are other kings who are favored. But why was this man raised up? Lift the head of this man. Why? Because grace granted.
Yes.
Joachim was never a good minister, was never a good king. After all, this Joachim we're talking about is the king of Judah, the king of Israel. But he did what? He led the king of Israel away from God. And he became so great God that made God to allow these people to invade Jerusalem. And when the local invaded Jerusalem, he took them to the free body and they were in captivity for 30 something good years. But when this man, when Christ decided to locate this man, the moment Christ appeared, showed up, the Bible said, God touched the heart of evil Merodach, evil man, the foolish king. It was the king, the foolish king, that went to the prison. Say, hey, you can. And he lifted up his garment, his head from the prison, number one. That's the first thing he did. Secondly, he spoke kindly to him, evil man. That's why I've had somebody say that what do you do today? He said, never you despise anybody. And that's what he said. He said, don't ever look down on anybody. Don't look down on anybody. Somebody said, what's to you? He said, can you lie to yourself? Don't ever use that language. If you are a minister called by God, don't use that language. This is what I see. I found out today. Hey, look at you. I shall go to God. You will lie to yourself. Are you going in a fight? It's not lying. It's not lying. It's not true. Can I tell you something? After Jesus Christ, after Jesus Christ, who was the first person to follow
him? Mary Magdalene.
The second person.
Mary Magdalene.
Second person that went to paradise,
that
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
The thief. Yeah.
Hello?
The thief.
Hello?
The thief.
Who?
The thief.
So look at that man. The man, the Bible said, he killed, he murdered. He did not commit a lot of atrocities. But at the time, he boom, not that Jesus, he's the second person. Yeah. And you look at that man. I'm talking to you, brothers.
We are talking to you.
They are potential evangelists. They are potential preachers. Don't look at anybody. Amen. This man is too worthy. He's the same person that was a little of the head of a man. And this other that has good name, they ignore this man to rot in jail. But the right man, you say evil mother. The meaning of evil mother is a fool mother. Foolish mother. Foolish mother, he's the one that the Bible says, he spoke kindly. That's when Grace decided to visit someone. I pray that in this your year of ministry, you may have suffered for
years,
you have labored for years, may Grace locate you
today. Amen.
I say, may God find you today.
Amen.
Amen. I say, may God find you today.
Amen.
I say, may God find you today.
Amen.
Today, this is the man. God said, on the 12th month, yes, this is the man. Do the Bible, whatever. He said, on the 12th month, that is December, evil one of them took over, and he said, this December, be the 12th month, may the Lord lift your head.
Amen.
May the grace of God find you.
Amen.
May the grace of God locate you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can't be ready for that grace of God.
Praise God.
He spoke kindly. Number three, he set his throne above the thrones of other kings. A man who has suffered rot in jail for 30 something years. He set his throne above every other king. When something when that's located, you God, listen to me. Your name matters not. Your background matters not. Your ancestors matters not. When grace invites you, when God gets you the grace, where you are coming from, you mean nothing. Am I coming to you?
Yes.
When grace locates you, even your father has nothing, does not have, will not make any meaning. When God forgets you that you don't even go to school, you make money. That's grace. That's grace. And I pray, someone here today, I can see grace to
get you. Amen.
I can see grace to get you.
Amen.
I see someone being saved today.
Yes.
The Bible said he spoke kindly to me. He spoke kindly to me. Number two, the Bible said he did what? He
said
he spoke kindly and he
set
his throne. That's a promotion coming.
Amen.
That is a promotion coming for
someone.
Amen. That is a promotion coming for someone.
Yes.
He set his throne above the throne of the kings that we are in Babylon. In the land of captivity.
Yes.
In the same land of captivity, this man was able to be elevated in the same land of captivity. In Babylon, not even in Jerusalem.
Yes.
His throne was laid at one.
Yes.
That's the place of grace. That's the first place of grace. May grace find all of you.
Yes.
I said, may grace find all of you.
Yes.
Number two, the Bible said what? Number four, he changed his prison garment. He changed his prison garment. You know what? If you see all these prisoners, all these inmates, when they have a certain uniform, you see what you?
Yes.
They have a certain uniform. And whenever they are allowed to come out, you see them on that prison clothes. What comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? You. You either, I killer or the murderer. The everything that what comes to your mind about guilt, little over over. Guilt, you know, that this man said the first thing to do now is for you to remove that garment of guilt. He removed it. He removed it. And he said, go and wash yourself. You wash yourself, he gave him a change of garment. God is changing somebody's level.
Amen.
God is changing somebody's
level. Amen.
I'm here to announce you. God is changing somebody's
level. Amen.
I speak to someone here to hear. God is changing somebody's level. God is changing your level.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is changing. This is
Amen.
Next level prophet. In here, God is changing your level. If you're part of this today, he said he's strong. There is a promotion.
I receive it.
A pastor here, listen to me, before the end of 2024, a pastor here, but one or two, a pastor here will be relocating to abroad. I see it here.
Amen.
This is not just a pastor here is relocating to abroad, and how it will happen, nobody knows. You are going to function from there.
Yes.
I think I see some here like Bonnet. This is somewhere like Bonnet. A pastor is functioning from there. May God
make
you
a man. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He removed that garment. The moment he removed that garment, he changed it. Number two, when grace locates somebody, he did it. He did eat bread continually before him in all the things of his life. He ate bread continually. Listen to me, not in Jerusalem. Listen to me, not in India. He eat bread continually in the land of captivity. The Bible says his bread was given to him on daily. On continually he eat the bread with the king of Babylon continually all the days of his life. Come on, may God supply all your needs.
Amen.
May God supply all your needs.
Amen.
May grace against you, may grace stand comes. Oh my God, God provides every necessity.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
You are talking to me. You are talking to me.
I remember last year, I told God, each time I want to travel, I scrambled for a ticket. How am I going to go here to this? I was here in Ghana doing conference in Delaware. In January, February. Somebody called me from America. I said, Bishop, he said, you told me you want to travel to India. I said, yes. Okay, when I told him, it's okay. What happened is that I'm going to. I'm telling you, all not here, not in Nigeria, but Africa. I'm going to take care of your ticket. Wow. I said, what? Wow. So you're going to call me, I will pay. I'm going to deliver your ticket. I just made that simple prayer. Please locate where God wants you to
be. Amen.
Locate your place.
Yes.
Locate your assignment.
Yes.
In that place, remember what you need and say, what is what I'm about to do? God will make a way for you.
Amen.
It's true that I had some kind of security challenges. Somebody was using some people, some group of persons using my name. Use my name to scam internationally. There are some of you who are friends with
me. Yeah.
So we are from America. I went to security houses. I posted to FBI. I sent to FBI, the one of those people. I went to Nigerian headquarters of police. I took to police, find out who is using my name. You know what? The white people said, you don't know the gravity, the magnitude of the crime. Those who are using your name, they are connected to international terrorist organization. So that is what medicine was. If I have stepped out, he said, thank your God. If you have stepped out, just I never want to be you. And you might end up for 10 years before the conclusion. 10 or 20 years before the conclusion of the So I tell them, I want to have to go to my Indian embassy. He said, please, I want to them, please. I want to retrieve my passport. He said, I hadn't time. This. When I was coming, I went there to pick. Praise the Lord. But what am I talking about? What am I saying? You see, when a few
Pastor David Abiy.
David Abiy on me. Right,
salvation.
This verse says, some of you pray that God will look and look at you and get you something. As a minister, you need that. Might be something. You need that. He said, you don't understand how many this person change the level. He said, a certain lady walks with oil on me. That lady, you know what this lady? Every January of February of the year, every January of the year, she would take her hand. Lord, I don't know how you call it here. I can't just mention it. But he said, she lodged about 80 something million naira. Oh my God. 80 something million naira. Every February. Whether it is tight, or you call it a fresh fruit, or you call it a seed. All I know is that this is what this lady does every day, February.
Wow.
It is not in January, and it will be February first week. 80 million naira lodged into his account, and will just, and not the ones she'll be doing every time when she comes to church, or that sea, or that donations, or that. But this one is a permanent something she does. 80 million. I don't know how I would say it here. But let me say about some how many thousand dollars. So God can raise someone when grace is not to locate you. God can raise someone that will take the pastor and will take care of you.
Yes.
Am I talking to someone?
Yes.
Who said pastor will take care of your family? Grace will locate you.
Amen.
I say 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 grace will find you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May grace locate someone.
Amen.
May grace locate you. May grace locate you. May grace locate you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number finally, a daily rate for every day. Every day a portion. Every day a portion. A daily rate. Excuse me, sir. I don't need it now. I'm a little bit like this. This will power me to preach. Let's do it. Amen. A daily rate. You need it now because you live now. Amen. Praise God. A daily rate. That is every day a portion. Every day a portion. Every day a portion was given to this man. Every day a portion was given to former inmate. Every day a portion was given to an ex-convict. Every day a portion was given to former prisoner. Every day a portion. He lacked nothing. His family lacked nothing. He was receiving every day a portion. Salary. He cannot touch his salary. Because number one, his food was being provided every day. Two, his throne is raised above him. So, and money was given to him every day. And every day he was given food, not what he was. He's eating in the food, toilet. But his family, food was being supplied every day. Come on, somebody, God will visit you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God will terminate suffering your ministry.
Yes.
God will visit to you.
Yes.
That this ministry will do it with ease.
Yes.
You will do ministry with ease.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything you do, anywhere you sit up your feet, God will open.
Amen.
Your feet, God will open.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody, I will be accepted.
I will be accepted.
You go to Europe, you will be accepted.
Amen.
You go to Nigeria, you will be accepted.
Amen.
You go to Nigeria, you will be accepted.
Amen.
You go to South Africa, you will be accepted.
Amen.
You go to Australia, you will be accepted.
Amen.
You will not be rejected.
Yes.
Because grace is upon you.
Amen. Yes.
Grace.
Grace.
Can I shock you?
Shock us.
So I came to God in Israel. What God? He did not do this in Israel. What God? He was the kind of person that can produce idols before he was born. It's not a certificate for you to go and do it to faith God. But this is what I'm talking about now. He was given up. God was angry with him. God was angry with him for 5,000 years. But at the point, God just released his mind. God freed his mind and said, my grace can follow you. May grace, no matter what you have been doing, no matter what you have committed, no matter what you have done in the past, the mind of God is getting free from you. So God is opening his mind for you. And grace will locate you.
Amen.
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 Grace will locate you. Grace will locate you. Grace will locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grace
Yes.
My time for deliverance.